This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Paula Wainer going in five. Paul Wainer, I wonder whether you can solve a mystery for me. You're one of baseball's all-time greats. It's a matter of record. You're in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Here we are chatting in Sarasota in the dugout where the White Sox are working out, and you're not a batting coach with any major league team. Now, how do you figure that?
Well, I haven't really gone to any of them and directly asked them.
Why haven't they come to you?
Why, yes, but... so far they haven't, but I usually want to kind of pick my spots if I can, because you see, certain ball clubs have a certain amount of young fellas, young ball players that are exceptionally good, and some of them need a lot of help on their hitting, and I like to pick somebody, a ball club, where there's a kind of a challenge with their young fellas and help them, because you got to... if they haven't got a lot of faults, I haven't got a lot of work to do, so I like to do those things.
You don't come under the pension plan. Baseball, of course, has changed so much in the years since you were the great hitting outfielder in the National League. Do you ever have any feeling of regret that you're sort of a little outside of baseball, that you don't have a regular position, the kind of position that so many of us think you should have? A feeling of disappointment.
Well, I think those things, there's a little, not a grudge, I wouldn't say, but I feel kind of bad about it, because the simple reason is that I had been in all the fraternities and life membership in the other one before this one came in, and I think a Hall of Famers, in a way, has made baseball to such extent that they should be included in a certain way. Whether it's the full extent of the benefits or not. But they should be, because I know quite a few Hall of Fame ball players that a few hundred a month would be very, very nice for them. And I believe they really deserve it. I believe it's a kind of slur on baseball that they're not in it.
Well, you yourself, what are you doing these days?
Well, I am... working. I worked with the Mets some this winter, and I worked a little with the Jacksonville Buffalo Club last year, and I have a few other interests that are minor, but I'm rather kind of slow in choosing ball clubs. I'm not one that goes directly to them and beg them for a job, but I need one and such as that. But I kind of let things run its course, and when I figure they need it, I might venture out and say that I'd be glad to help them.
Well, Max Carey made the Hall of Fame, and I remember talking with him down in Miami just before he got in there, and we kind of had a feeling that he would be voted. And Max, also a Hall of Famer, great ball player, like you, a National Leaguer, also found that somehow something goes wrong, that baseball seems to forget the stars. Seems to forget those few fellows like yourself who were not just good, not just superior, but were literally great.
Well, we have, I think you could define that as that we haven't that direct approach that some others have. We're more quiet people, and that we don't jump right in and throw our hat in the ring and do a lot of talking and yapping. That we take it very quietly, and that way they don't even know a lot of ball clubs that I would like to work with them.
Well, how can we get the word around? A guy can use a few bucks, Paul Wainer.
Oh, yes,
fellow,
it's a good job, and it's not only the money involved, but it's a pleasure of it to me. And it will come along, and I haven't rushed it at all, and... So even here at this ball club, I've been out here watching these ball players play and noting the different fellas that I could help, or weaknesses and such as that. And it's possible that I would go to the head of the ball clubs and ask them if they would need my assistance in that, and which I would be glad to do, because they're here at my home. I live here.
You're here in Sarasota.
And, yes, and they have a ball club here in the league also, and... So I've kind of halfway adopted the White Sox as my team now. They're my home team.
Well, wherever you are in baseball, you belong.
Well,
you're in the Hall of Fame. Paul Wehner, you're an all-time great, great hitter, great fielder, and as a batting coach, you certainly have proven yourself, so let's hope something turns out that's real good. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Sarasota, Florida, reporting now to Monitor.